In an unusually uncompetitive race for the U.S. Senate in Illinois, there is unusually harsh rhetoric coming from a major party candidate.
Black Lives Matter is an evil entity, and I've never supported Black Lives Matter, you know.
That's Republican Mark Curran, who's running against incumbent Democratic Senator Dick Durbin. I'm Daniel Musisi, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio.
Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from State Farm agent Aaron Kilgore. A Peoria native and active community member, Aaron can help customers with auto, home, and life insurance needs. Information at aaronismyagent.com.
Today is Thursday, October 15th, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. Jim Artis will not run for a fifth term as Peoria's mayor. Artis says he came to the difficult decision after discussing it with his family.
I've been honored to be able to serve for the community for almost 22 years, both as an at-large council member and as mayor. But at this time, the best decision for our family is that I will not be seeking re-election.
Artis has also started a new job as the OSF Healthcare Foundation Strategic Philanthropy Officer. He says bowing out may encourage those intimidated by running against a four-term incumbent to enter the race. There are already five candidates running for mayor in 2021. Artis says he doesn't plan to make an endorsement of any candidate. Here are some of the stories on deck in the WCBU newsroom. A Peoria County woman in her 80s from generations of Peoria is the Tri-County area's latest COVID-19-related death. The region's death toll stands at 105. A new state grant will bolster Peoria Public Schools' youth jobs programs, and snow removal will likely take a little longer in Peoria this winter. Find more on these stories and others at WCBU.org. In an unusually uncompetitive race for the U.S. Senate in Illinois, there is unusually harsh rhetoric coming from a major party candidate. The contest between incumbent Democrat Dick Durbin and Republican Mark Curran is on no national watch list at all. Tim Shelley reports Curran's tone in the campaign is strident and contrasts with his approach during the primary.
Republican Mark Curran is a former sheriff of Lake County. During a crowded primary early this year, Curran promised he would be the one to attract voters from across the aisle. Now, not so much. During a virtual town hall for Central Illinois Republican voters, Curran said Black Lives Matter is in bed with the abortion industry and the defund the police movement.
Black Lives Matter is an evil entity, and I've never supported Black Lives Matter.
He tried to undercut African-American support for Democrats. Curran says the Democratic Party harmed blacks through public housing policies and support for Planned Parenthood clinics in inner cities.
They've done everything to kill the black family.
Curran claims President Trump is changing that through criminal justice reform. And Curran attacks Durbin's record on work for minorities.
You go to East St. Louis, Illinois, where Dick Durbin grew up, and I would submit to you that may be the worst city in all of America. I've never seen anything like it.
East St. Louis has a high murder rate and steep population declines over the last half century as the manufacturing sector declined. Political scientists say not so fast. Bob Bradley, a retired Illinois State University professor, says Curran's attacks ignore Democratic Party efforts to improve access for blacks to voting, education, credit, and safe housing.
All those types of things essentially come from a variety of governmental programs that essentially Democrats push through.
Lane Crothers is another Illinois State University political expert. Crothers says Senate candidates usually run more towards the center in a state like Illinois, which has both large urban and rural areas.
People tend to be compelled to run a somewhat more moderate line, if only because they need statewide support if they expect to win a statewide office.
That was the stance taken by Senator Mark Kirk, the Illinois Republican and social moderate defeated by Tammy Duckworth in 2016. Bob Bradley says that logic may no longer hold true, even in a diverse state like Illinois. He says such sentiments aren't outside the Republican Party's mainstream today.
I would be astounded, except I've heard similar things by other people running for federal office.
Bradley says Republicans have embraced candidates like QAnon supporter Marjorie Taylor Greene in Georgia, who espoused similar talk. Until recently, accepted political wisdom avoided violent rhetoric and personal attacks directly from a candidate. Campaigns have traditionally used surrogates on the attack. Curran violates that norm as well.
Dick Durbin is really not a good guy. He's a really, really bad guy. And I don't say that people, just because they have a D next to their name, they're, bad. A lot of them just don't get it, but this is a guy that, right, he would cut your neck and sleep like a baby.
Curran says while the political left has taken to the streets, America hasn't yet seen the right fully roused. But he says it's in the DNA of the more politically conservative central and southern Illinois, quote, not to go down without a fight.
You know, maybe secession of portions of this country is in our future. Who knows? I don't know. But I'm going to tell you this much. They're not going to go quietly in the night. They're not ready to surrender. This is their America.
Political scientists suggest Curran's remarks are in keeping with the more strident, belligerent tones Republican candidates have adopted over the past decade. Lane Crowther says those words approach something from QAnon or the far-right Proud Boys, almost.
There is this spectrum of our politics out there of some very angry, very aggressive people who are very, very close to engaging in or calling for actual violence. And that's a very different kind of United States if we go that path.
Curran suggests he can sweep the southern two-thirds of the state, pull off victories in the collar counties, and perhaps even secure 25% of the vote in heavily Democratic Cook County.
Our message, send a sheriff to Washington, send a sheriff to Congress, I mean, it resonates with people.
Other Republicans acknowledge Chicago suburbs and collar counties are the key to any statewide race. They also say it's a tough year there because President Trump has lost a lot of support from Chicago's suburban women. Curran had just $35,000 cash on hand at the end of the last reporting period. He acknowledges he doesn't have the cash to launch a major ad blitz. In a statement, Durbin's campaign says comments like Curran's would have sparked a resignation from high office not long ago. The Durbin campaign manager says he'll be on the lookout for Curran's social media posts if he, quote, continues to rehearse his best Donald Trump impersonation. I'm Tim Shelley.
When asked for additional comment, the Curran campaign said the full candidate quotes transcribed are accurate. It's the WCBU Fall Fund Drive. We're asking everyone who can to please support this essential service now so we can meet our goals and keep the news coming. Please contribute at WCBU.org. Thanks for choosing WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. I'm Daniel Musisi. Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from State Farm agent Aaron Kilgore. A Peoria native and active community member, Aaron can help customers with auto, home, and life insurance needs. Information at aaronismyagent.com.